So here we have Be Clearly Understood, which is 90% of the tech software company industry are just not good enough at being quickly and easily understood.
This should be seen as an opportunity for you, because the odds are, no matter who you are, that you could improve in being more quickly and more easily understood. This is a very easy trap to fall into, because what actually happens, and this happens a lot in tech sectors, is that you develop a shorthand language that you use when thinking about issues, when communicating with your colleagues, and even when communicating with your customers. But the problem is that you use that so often that you continue to use that with prospects. And prospects are at a completely different stage, and you want them to engage with you and move through the steps. But they won't do that unless they really understand. And the more clearly that you can communicate to them, the more likely and the greater number that will make that next step.
I think this is a real issue. To cite a couple of examples we've encountered, there was a client using headless API, and because I'm not software sector for decades, I raised my hand and asked the question, "What is it?" And was bemused to see them diving onto Google to actually find out what the definition of headless API was. But they're not unique in that. The other example I would draw forward was an investor who had 5 years investment in a company that we were working with.
That's right, yes.
And it wasn't until we'd put together a deck using competitive space principles and clearly simply laying out their story and their unique personality and profile that he actually said, "Oh, that's what they do."
Well,
For 5 years, he hadn't understood what they did.
we had
Amazing
the
investor.
we had which was this was probably just as surprising, actually, is that there was a presentation that we gave to a company, and they said they wanted to try it on one of their very best customers. And they
Yes.
showed that to them, and their comment was, "That's amazing. I didn't realize that's what you did."
You did.
And they'd been a customer for several years.
And it's very easy to lose track of your story, particularly when you're responding to a sort of chain of events where eventually you're talking to technical people and they want to see the technical. But each person starts the journey towards you with what we would say is a complete unawareness of you. So start the story in the right place at the beginning, at a human level.
And the more quickly you can do that, again, the better engagement you will get, because people's attention spans, as you can imagine, with the internet and social media, is very, very short. So you need very careful use of words and visual imagery, and to make sure that it's as clear as possible, because it can make a big, big difference to you.